Sounds of the Lunar New Year there. HPR's Noe Tanigao here. She covers arts, culture, and ideas, more than a bit of each of those in Lunar New Year celebrations.
No,
in particular, Honolulu's Chinatown. No, you were saying this year, bit of a shift, bit of a difference.
Bit of a way back to having a celebration for New Year in Chinatown. Yes, it's happening again, Bill. You live right on the edge of Chinatown, so you know it makes a big difference to have things going on over there. I mean, this is the year of the pig coming up, the Earth Pig. Maybe don't know exactly what that means. I won't go into the horoscopes of it, but I will tell you that some famous pigs include Arnold Schwarzenegger, Hillary Clinton, Amy Winehouse, Henry VIII. So if you can draw any parallels between those people, you got the pig nailed. All right, with the Night in Chinatown coming back, Bill, though, I was wondering how that neighborhood's been doing. Because last year, you know, the merchants were saying business was so down. And I noticed that there's something called the Chinatown Watch website's been started. So checking that thing out, what it is, it's sort of an anonymous way of gathering incidents that have happened in Chinatown, and there are a lot of them. Went in to talk to Oren Schliemann of Infographics. He's had an office in Chinatown for 30 years. First, he was over on Nu'uanu, and about 15 years ago, he bought the building that he's in now in a drug foreclosure.
Our building is at the corner of Pauahi and Mauna Kea. It's a historic building, obviously. And curiously enough, Chang Apana, who was the model for Charlie Chan, the most decorated and revered Honolulu police detective ever, had an office in this building. And his job back then was to find a way of fighting crime. He was this small, squiddly guy who would go up buildings, arrest people with a bullwhip. His most famous arrest was arresting of like 41 gamblers with a bullwhip, marched them down to the old police station on Bethel Street down there. So it's rather ironic that where you had on-the-ground officers there 24-7, in this day, the model they're currently using to police has a lot to do with vehicles. And I know Police Chief Ballard is in favor of community-based policing and having officers on the street. What I don't understand is why it's okay to have an unsafe neighborhood with plenty kupuna and plenty keiki going around all day in Honolulu.
A colorful neighborhood in transition is what we're looking at. And Schliemann and his wife, Fran Butera, live on that corner. They've been living there for 13 years. They say that River of Life, the food kitchen, used to be able to handle their clients, but recently added services in the area have not concerned themselves as much with the ripple effects on the community. That's what Fran Butera says.
Communities where homeless people gather are profoundly affected by the fallout, by the garbage, by the fights, by the F-bombs, by the psychotic episodes, by the crime. Nobody's advocating for us.
Is it getting worse?
This past year was off the charts in this neighborhood. Everything you need if you're going to be homeless and a substance abuser is right here on our block.
That stretch of Mauna Kea, also very bad.
Yeah, but it's a stretch that's a block down below Baratania, and they pointed out to me the various businesses where drugs are sold, and we watched a drug deal out of their window. You can see a lot of it on the Chinatown Watch website, but what really irks Schliemann, I'll tell you, is that 40% of the buildings in Chinatown are owned by the city. At any rate.
40%?
Yeah. And then when you include some of the public spaces, it could get up to about 60% of the properties in there. What he sees as a designer is, you know, potential. Anyway, they're both looking forward to Chinese New Year down there because it does bring more people into the neighborhood, including, you know, kids who go down there. I mean, you notice the difference on the street,
sure,
right?
Sure. No, absolutely. And it's also, I mean, Chinatown is not that far from parts of downtown that are developing more quickly, that are on the upswing, definitely. But there's no question in terms of Lunar New Year celebrations sort of bringing a lift there.
I know. You get some of the red paper lanterns out.
Yeah.
And then there, just the other day when I was there were two gentlemen out on the street, you know, doing the calligraphy where they write you a calligraphy for your home for that year.
Right.
Things we need, aphorisms we need, you know, like strong as a horse and fearless as a dragon, that kind of thing, right? Well, these Chinatown merchants are working hard to stay where they are, and but they're squeezed. Gifford Chang, head of the Chinatown Merchants Association, says our little Chinatown is changing.
Fish market's going to slowly disappear. Your produce market's going to slowly disappear. Or are they going to shrink in number of operators?
Chinese restaurants aren't even there as much anymore.
You're going to see a change in Chinese cooking. They call fusion, right? What they used to call chop suey is really going to be chop suey. It's just a taste. And it's just society trying something different, trying to deliver some good or service that the public's demanding.
I guess we learned not to take the night in Chinatown for granted.
There's been a lot of effort, a lot of love, a lot of people that saying thank you for bringing this back this year. Hopefully the appreciation grows more and the participation begins again. And hopefully we can cover expenses and make it all work. We thank again our wonderful sponsors with the city and HTA.
Well, the city and HTA came back. And that's what really is allowing it to happen, with a lot of help from the community elsewhere. But pretty much they were the people that made sure we had a night in Chinatown once again. And what it means is that Saturday is the day for Chinatown, 8 a.m. to 9:30 at night. They're going to be, booths out on the streets. There'll be entertainment and stages. And there'll be a parade starting at 4:30 on Hotel Street from the state capitol. But, you know, over at the Chinatown Cultural Plaza, they'll be having events on Friday night and on Saturday night as well.
Lion dances, always a chance to pop a little money in the mouth for Brian.
Did you ever wonder what to do when that thing came up to you, Bill?
It's a little sort of hesitation of, you want to get the timing right. And sometimes, especially if there's a little kid inside, you want to have them get the credit for it as opposed to the old pros done that for years. But
exactly. Well, those lion dances, are a way for kids to grow up in the culture.
And that's the whole thing. Again, so much around Hawaii, you look to windows into culture. And for those also who are not steeped in it, who are not used to it, but just want an introduction. And help me understand more about this. It's a great way to get into that as well for Chinatown and for the Lunar New Year. People always call it the Chinese New Year, which is true, but the Lunar New Year too. It's Tet in Vietnam. It's celebrated all across the region.
So many cultures represented right there in our Chinatown.
Absolutely. Noe, thanks so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. HBR's Noe Tanigawa is covering arts, culture, ideas. You can hear her stories. You can find her stories on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.